This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back on a Wednesday WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz, we are in Clearwater. It's a little rainy. Ikey, how are we feeling?
Brother Spike, I feel pretty good. A lot more quiet than it was yesterday, as we are indoors today, and there's no game here at the ballpark. I feel pretty good, though. Jackie Baseball. I forgot about you over there for a minute.
Well,
holler at your boy.
It happens often with me. Just, you know, forgotten about.
Well, you're just there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jag Fritz.
Jag wow. Fritz. Jag Fritz.
Just a guy.
Yep. Well, we have a big show today.
You stressed?
Yeah, I'm so pissed off right now. I have to be honest with you. I want to share with you, the listener, that I'm pissed off. I have some issues going on at my house. You know, we're in Clearwater. There's nothing I can do about it. And, you know, no matter how many times you tell your wife to put the alarm app on her phone and she doesn't do it, and you're the only one that has to deal with anything.
Uh-oh.
And you're trying to do a radio show. And, like, you know, every once in a while, you have a bad day, but you're with your guys in Clearwater, so everything's okay, even if you're the only one that has the app on your phone and you have to do something about it, even though you're not there.
So things are going well?
Yeah, sounds like it.
Wife talk.
So anyway, it's a big show. No. Love my wife. Love. Big show today. Trey Turner joins us at 2:30. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. This is real right here.
Yeah.
This is real. This is real radio. Trey Turner joins us at 2:30. Bryce Harper joins us at 3:30. Preston Mattingly, Philly's GM, joins us at 4:30. It's a big show. It's a big show. But as usual, nothing ever sort of stops in Eagles land. And I want to preface this conversation with A.J. Brown, about A.J. Brown, saying that I don't think anybody on this show at the moment is saying that the Philadelphia Eagles should trade A.J. Brown. That's not what we're saying. Okay, but there's been like a lot of noise about A.J. Brown, specifically around the New England Patriots. So the first thing, and again, this is an opinion, but it's an opinion from, you know, Boston. Tom Curran on WEEI said this about A.J. Brown and the Patriots.
You know, with all the different receiver names that are out there and T. Higgins getting tagged and, you know, potential trade options, is the dream dead for A.J. Brown? I know he just won the Super Bowl, but he is the most connected to Mike Vrabel.
It's a crazy
offseason. Could that happen?
I love A.J. Brown, and I love the fact that you actually are sensible enough to go back to A.J. Brown instead of barking up the T. Higgins, D.K. Metcalf, both at NIU, who are just not going to happen. A.J. Brown is a much more reasonable get.
Okay.
So, why would the Eagles divorce themselves from him? I don't know exactly what but I think that's reasonable. I also think Devontae Adams and Chris Godwin are very reasonable.
Trey kind of
talked last week, Jonesy, about option A, B, and C. If you're the Patriots right now, who's your option A at wide receiver? I just talked about this with Phil Perry on my pod. He said that he's making Chris Godwin his option A, putting everything into him, but you should also be sending drinks over to Devontae Adams, in my estimation.
No, we don't need this part.
Is that it? Okay, that's it. All right, there we go. So they are talking about A.J. Brown being a reasonable get for the New England Patriots. And then, if you remember, Mike Vrabel, when he got hired by the Patriots, he was on WEEI, and he said this.
maybe if you provide free books on the sidelines, you might be able to get a certain wide receiver here.
Yeah, we'll see. But
was he a big reader back when you guys were together?
I think AJ's just trying to find ways to I'm proud of his development, his personal development, and working on himself and working on controlling his and getting back to center. And again, he's a passionate player, and I love him to death, and I have a very, very close relationship with him.
There you go. So Mike Vrabel, very, very close relationship. And also, another thing, Matthew Berry said, I've heard the Patriots will do whatever they can to get a real wide receiver one for Drake May. One person told me they heard the Patriots called Philly asking if A.J. Brown is available. So, Ike, I ask you, not would you, but do you think it's possible the Eagles would explore trading A.J. Brown?
No. I don't. I think when, you get, I'm not going to say AJ's a generational type player. I think those are reserved for those types of players. But he's very close to being one of those types of players. He is arguably the best at the position. I know you get a couple guys, Jamar Chase and Justin Jefferson, you'll put in front of him. But A.J. Brown, his age, what he brings, how important he is to the offense, no, I wouldn't do it. I don't think the Eagles would do it. I think he's the second best player on the team. Before this past year, I had him as the best player on the team. And Saquon came in and sort of moved ahead of him as the best player on the team. But A.J. Brown, I just think, is one of those rare talents that when you get those guys in your building, you don't let those guys out of your building. And he is still a young player, approaching his prime right now. And listen, we got more titles to win. And there's nothing wrong with having good players in the fold. And, I don't think the Eagles should entertain it or would entertain it.
So when I think about whether it's realistic, here's what I think. And I would not do it. I think A.J. Brown's a great player. But I do think whether it's realistic or not, I think that answer is different. And here's why I think about it. First of all, he wouldn't be the first number one wide receiver to – for lack of a better word, for teams to move on from because it wasn't working out or because they wanted to allocate assets elsewhere from a money standpoint, whatever. So it wouldn't be the first time that people moved on from that position. The second thing is I don't know how tenable it is for the Eagles, and you brought this up when we talk about going to get other players, when we talk about Myles Garrett, to continue to pay two wide receivers what they're paying and pay everybody else. They've paid everybody on the offensive line so far outside of Cam Jurgens and Mekhi Becton. We expect Cam Jurgens to get paid this offseason. Mekhi Becton hopefully won't get paid like the other guys, but will get paid, right? Landon Dickerson getting paid, Lane Johnson getting paid, Jordan Mailata getting paid. The quarterback is getting paid. The quarterback isn't on his rookie salary anymore, so he's on a $50 million a year contract. The other wide receiver is getting paid. We're going to walk into a world where Jalen Carter is going to be getting paid, and the other young players on the defense are getting paid. So, And then there's the other thing, and this is we don't know how much this is, but we certainly know it's there, is the happiness that A.J. Brown will be here not being featured maybe the way that he would like to be featured or feels the way that he should be featured. And whatever that tension is, whether it's a little or a lot, it seems to vary depending on the week between him and Jalen Hurts. And there was a situation in Buffalo, and the wide receiver not quite as good, Stephon Diggs not as good as A.J. Brown, but they decided, hey, we have our future is this quarterback. Our future is this. If there's tension there, we don't want that tension. We'd rather have a lesser player and not have that tension, and we'll move forward. So I don't think it's optimal. I don't think they would want to do it. But I do think, is it realistic is a different question. And I do think it's realistic for them to think that way.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I guess you have to entertain everything. I don't know if New England made that call. What are they offering? I can't imagine they would be offering the fourth pick in the draft for A.J. Brown, but could they be offering a future first-round pick and a second-round pick right now? I guess they could. I still wouldn't do it. I think the Eagles, they've set the standard about winning. And if we're going to be that championship organization, when you have good players in your building, you don't let them out of your building. You just don't. And I understand young players that may come up for a contract and you can't afford to keep those guys like a Milton Williams or something like that. But an A.J. Brown is just one of those players. I mean, like Devontae Smith, these guys, in my opinion, would be here. You know, if you're Jalen, you know, what does the quarterback feel about that? You know, you go to the quarterback and tell him you're taking away his number one wide receiver. I don't know what he feels about that.
Yeah, I don't know what he would feel either, to be honest with you.
I imagine he wouldn't be too happy, would it?
Yeah, I imagine. Somebody else then becomes number one wide receiver.
Sure.
It's not the current guy. 215-592-9494. Do you think it's realistic that the Eagles would entertain trading A.J. Brown? Jack, what do you think?
I don't. I think the Eagles would rather move on from defensive. If they have to make a move, if they have to – like, I think they are, not to do the defense is a luxury thing that I know we just heard about for the last hour.
Right.
But I think they would much, much, much rather choose letting a defensive player go or not paying a defensive player over what they view as premium, which is the offense. And I just think that they view this as, like, AJ is just too important to what they do on offense. Like, obviously, he's a great player. We know that. But and not to make it about Jalen, but, like, he needs that. He needs A.J. Brown if they're going to win. And I think that's in their window. So if it costs them defensive players, 100%. I just don't – this whole Patriots and A.J. Brown thing feels more one-sided than anything. But it seems to continue to be out there about A.J. Brown. I don't really get it.
Well, so if I'm to look at it from the Patriots standpoint and Mike Vrabel's standpoint, I look at it and I say, hey, maybe there's a cut that we can open up a little bit wider if we start talking about it publicly. You know, they know what AJ's like, right? They know AJ's an emotional guy. They know AJ wants to be featured more than he is. And maybe if they stir up the pot publicly because they can't do it privately, right? Mike Vrabel can't reach out to AJ Brown and say this, but if the media around it, if they go to reporters and say, hey, maybe we did this, maybe we did that, maybe they could sort of like almost wish it into happening and sort of create something that I'm not saying is there with AJ, but maybe a little bit of it is there, you know?
Yeah, I mean, listen, if and I guess you'd have to know his state of mind as far as his happiness in being here. But yeah, that always plays a part in it. I mean, it just does. And there's a past relationship there with Mike Vrabel. You know, Mike Vrabel speaking openly about his affection for A.J. Brown as a player and a
coach. On the radio.
Yeah, the radio talking about that situation. So that's obviously there. And we see the obvious need there for New England with that situation. I just don't see from the Eagles standpoint of why they would do it. Like, I understand why New England would want to do it. They need to get as many weapons as they can for Drake May. But from an Eagles standpoint, you're the defending champion right now. You know, you trade away A.J. Brown, and that separation between you and whomever that number two team is has closed dramatically when you don't have A.J. Brown on your team, because that team doesn't have to worry about A.J. Brown anymore.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, like, right, right.
And here's where I'll disagree a little bit with Jack as far as the Eagles and the whole idea of getting rid of a defensive player versus a guy like AJ. I think the Eagles value great players, good players. And so I just don't think they would – now, if you're talking about an expendable defensive player, sure. Right? An expendable offensive player, tight end. Right? Maybe like, but you're not going to get rid of a Jalen Carter.
No.
Right? You're not going to get rid of your two young corners. Like, your good young players, you're not getting rid of.
No, you would say they are the future of the defense.
Yes.
The future of the defense is Jalen Carter, Quinion Mitchell, Cooper DeJean. Mm-hmm. Like, where else? That's it,
Nolan
right?
Nolan Smith,
right.
Yeah.
Jordan Davis, we don't know yet. Mm-hmm. Reed Blankenship is a good player, but I don't know that he is the future core. But those are the guys. N'Kobe Dean, we'll see when he comes back. But those are the core. Yeah, I don't think they'd let any of those guys go. any of that young core. I don't think that either. I do think it sort of leans into the question with the Eagles this year about whether they think they can run back what they did or they think they need to evolve and get better. And it seems like overall, now I wouldn't, making AJ Brown isn't you getting better, but right. It just seems like the vibe from the management, the vibe from the players, like what they did with Saquon, giving Saquon that money, is that they're going to lean into keeping what they had together instead of evolving and I'm saying improving, but evolving and improving through evolving.
Yeah, I can only imagine what trading AJ Brown would do to the locker room.
Yeah. Would not be good.
If I'd see that on Twitter, if I'm a player, I'm like, what? This can't be real. You know what that would do to the locker room? Every player,
it's like when they released Deshaun.
Yeah, every player in their locker room would be worse. It'd be worse than that. Because I know Deshaun, like, I don't know if Deshaun was as tuned in with everybody on the team as much as AJ Brown appears to be. On it, you know, Deshaun had his own little way of doing his thing. He had his own friends, and this and that and the other. So, doesn't mean he wasn't a good teammate. But I feel like everybody on this team pretty much loves AJ Brown, and you make that type of move, man, and players in that locker room are like, "What in the hell are we doing? How do you sell them on we're trying to win? How do you sell them on this is a you go from making one move that seems to make it you're loyal and you're a great organization to making a move that everybody is scratching their head over with AJ Brown.
I completely forgot about Chip for a second there. And
well, I'm pretty sure it's Shady. That was
Shady. Yeah.
It'd be that. I mean,
what a time.
Comparable to that.
What a time. 215-592-9494. It's like we sent out the bat signal. OG Wager on WIP.
What's up, fellas? How are we doing today?
OG.
We turn the return.
The OG's rhythm always gets out there, doesn't it? And everybody talking about it. I mean, I was the first one. So
yeah, you're
a
fire starter.
Oh, can we stop it?
Yeah. No, we're not going to stop.
No, we're not.
I put it out there. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you put it out there last offseason, too, and then they went and won the Super Bowl with them. So, you know, let's call a spade a spade here.
All right, let's go down this rabbit hole.
All right.
Now, we all married.
Yes.
Let's take the kids out of it. Yep. All right. Let's take the kids out of it. Now, if our wife was not happy with us, you know what I'm saying, and you're doing everything that you can do to make her happy, what would you do in that situation? If you know your wife is not happy with you, she's not really. Now y'all love each other, but y'all ain't in love no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would allow her to go and and seek for her happiness. You know what I'm saying? Because obviously I'm not doing it. This is what we got here. We got a marriage going on here that, quite frankly, AJ already got his Super Bowl. He's been to two. He's the highest paid, one of the highest paid receivers in the NFL, and he's not happy with his touches. So if I'm AJ, I would actually wouldn't mind going and being with the coach that I prefer to play with and playing with my childhood team. You know what I'm saying? There's really no incentive for AJ to continue to be here if he's not going to get the 10 or 11 catches a game that he wants, because you know it's not going to happen. Now, if I'm Howie, on the other hand, I can see that, listen, I'm paying this guy as much money as I can pay him. He's still not happy. We won with him, but with not him getting all of those catches. So I already see I can win without him, but not without him altogether. But DK Metcalf was out there on the trading block right now. I can go and get a DK Metcalf to replace AJ, and I can send AJ to New England for next year's this year's two and a three. What do you say?
They're not. DK Metcalf is not AJ Brown.
They ain't got to be AJ Brown. You need. Listen, this is where you guys got to get over. Get over the name on the back of the jersey. Get over the numbers.
Because unless it's about the quarterback, then it's about the name on the back of the jersey.
It's already been proven that you don't need no receiver getting 12 catches a game. So you don't need that. That is great to have. It's a pretty toy. But it just doesn't – it's not something that you need to win. But I'm saying, if you had to do it, you know, I would do it in that situation and considering everything that's involved. I'm not being no hater or being smart about it, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, not at all.
You're not a hater.
Definitely been a hater.
Yeah, I'm definitely not that. I ain't never been a hater.
Definitely been a hater.
No, not a hater at all.
I just wanted to ask y'all guys, you know, what's your opinions on this stuff? Now, you know, I've been working on this thing for a year and a half now.
Yeah, and we've been telling you for a year and a half, you're wrong.
Hey, you got it. Pipe it down, Ike. You always got your emotions up in there. I hear you. I said.
I don't think Ike's being emotional. I think you might be being emotional.
I said, considering the facts that I laid out, that's all. All I'm asking. Just consider it.
No, all right. Yeah.
We're not considering any of that.
No. Not going to consider it. Look, I think the reason OG wants him is because OG doesn't like that AJ publicly twice a year complains that he's not getting the ball. Yeah.
Well, he thinks he sort of undermines Jalen and
he does
challenges Jalen too much, which causes everybody else to talk about it and everything else. So,
by the way, I like how he's shifted his take from you don't need a number one wide receiver to win a Super Bowl. Yeah. You don't need 12 catches. No one said that. No one said you need to get 12 catches. They just won the Super Bowl with a top three receiver.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's allowed. Is that allowed?
Yeah.
Yeah, and with two top 12 receivers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
It's tough to see someone lose their fastball in real time.
Well, he's, you know, he wanted this, you know, at the OG Wade's goal would be Jalen Hurts wins the Super Bowl, becomes Super Bowl MVP.
With no talent around him.
But what has happened is it has, I think OG is a lost guy right now. He has no North Star. His North Star was to convince everybody that that could happen, and it happened, and now he's got nothing left. So now he sets his sights on running A.J. Brown out of town.
Yes.
Yeah.
Again, we're not saying trade A.J. Brown.
No. Would not ever. Just asked if it was realistic. That's all.
It is annoying and weird how much it's still out there.
Yeah. I would say so.
Well, because it's the name.
Yeah, but
I hear you. Maybe there's again from the Patriots side, it's probably absolutely true.
I'm sure they want him. Yeah. They would trade for him. Yeah.
Why wouldn't they?
So yeah, of course, and especially Drake May looks like he can play. Actually, mm-hmm. I mean that I wonder how far away that team is if they get a number one wide receiver.
Yeah.
You know. So coming up next, we are in Clearwater, and spring training coverage is brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka, proud partner of the Philadelphia Phillies. We have a bunch of great guests today. At 4:30, Preston Mattingly, Phillies GM, will join us. 3:30, about an hour from now, Bryce Harper. And coming up next, Trey Turner will join us. The big question, do we ask Trey Turner about the inappropriate touching from Jack 2 years ago? That is the question.
That is the question.
Again, a perfectly normal interaction.
Yes, normal for you maybe. Maybe not normal for everybody
else. When you see a good close friend.
Yes, all right. He's not your good close friend. This is the WIPF Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.